Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
This is Stock Day. News and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on the OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us today. He is the CEO of Kush Bottles. His name is Nick Kovacevic. They trade on the OTCQB under the symbol KSHB. Nick, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, tell us a little bit about your story. How did Kush Bottles come about? I'm very excited to have you on the program because you guys are doing some very interesting things in the marijuana space. So take it away, Nick.
Kush Bottles started in 2010. It was really founded by myself and my partner, Dallas. We're both very entrepreneurial. And like you mentioned, this is a very exciting industry, the marijuana space. We saw our niche being on the packaging side. So we began Kush Bottles with the idea of supplying the marijuana industry with compliant packaging solutions. And we started, you know, with our own money, bootstrapped the company, and realized that as we were into this thing a couple years, a lot more states were having marijuana toxin activity and laws being voted in, and really saw our business take off when Colorado and Washington legalized marijuana for recreational use, created regulations around the packaging that, you know, we were able to create our portfolio to match. And we became a premier player in this space, servicing thousands of customers with their marijuana packaging.
You guys truly are the innovator in custom packaging design and implementation in this space, right?
Yeah, we are. We made a conscious decision to increase awareness around customized branded packaging. We know that other industries, this is the norm. And so we figured we would not operate on where the marijuana industry is today, but rather look at where it's going to be in the future and get ahead of the curve. And so we invested in a full in-house custom design team that can take a product or a customer's idea, really put it on paper, concept it, design it, and then we actually ship it off to be printed, manufactured, bring it into our facility, and then distribute it directly to our customers. So we take care of the full spectrum for them on the customization and branding packaging side.
That's awesome. Now, recently, in about a week ago, you guys were up in San Francisco. There was a huge marijuana investment summit. And can you tell our listeners a little bit what you guys talked about? And I understand there were some congressmen or something like that that came out. And where is this industry moving to?
We were up in San Francisco for the show, and it's just very amazing to see how far this industry's come in a short time period. And, you know, flashback 3-4 years ago, you didn't see the type of professionalism, the type of caliber of people that are showing up for these marijuana shows these days. And this particular show in San Francisco was a good opportunity for our company to present ourselves to a lot of our customers that are already up in that area. Also, constantly meeting new business owners and brands that are coming to market that need help with their packaging. So we're able to provide some level of information and service for them on site. We also presented about our company in front of the investor community there, which was very well received. And as part of the whole package, really at an event like this, you kind of learn about the industry trends, where it's headed, what the states are doing from a regulatory standpoint, which is key impacting on our business. And so you meet a lot of great people and get a lot of information that can help fuel and drive our business moving forward. And all in all, it was a great weekend, and we had a good showing in San Francisco.
Awesome. You know, what has really allowed Kush Bottles to grow and expand so quickly in so recent years? Now, I know you guys just came out with your first quarter. Your revenues were up 177% compared to 2015 first quarter. What has made you guys expand so quickly?
Well, like you said, our revenues are very impressive when you look at the growth that we've received. We did in the first quarter of 2016 really what we did in all of 2014. And so that means, you know, we've obviously been executing to our business plan fairly well. We've been able to bring in the right resources to help fuel this growth. And, you know, we've really been a proponent of just servicing our existing customer base, letting them grow their businesses. As they grow and expand, so does our business. And so when you look at the expansion and growth of our business, it really mirrors that of the marijuana industry as a whole. And so when you look at the future outline and how we're going to present ourselves in years to come, it's easy to just look at the marijuana industry and see what are some of the trends, which new states are coming on board, and then we can accurately predict, well, we expect to do this or that in the future based on what we're seeing in the industry.
That being said, can you give us a future look into Kush Bottles of medical marijuana industry growing and just in recreational marijuana growing in different states? Can you give us a future outlook for that?
Yeah, Kush Bottles is poised for more continued and really significant and increased growth. And we look at the marijuana industry as a whole, it is lined up to do the same. We have coming on the ballot this November several initiatives potentially in, you know, some major states. California is looking to put an initiative on for recreational marijuana. Nevada is looking to do the same, as is Massachusetts. So these are three major metro areas when you talk about population and tourism, and really some key states that people will have their eyes on. So the momentum factor is important as these states and more states put programs in place and generate tax dollars. It garners the attention of other states that currently don't have marijuana programs in place. And we see it being a snowball effect. And the start was just getting Colorado and Washington legalized on the recreational side. Oregon and Alaska followed. And I think what we're going to see over the next few years is more and more states picking up that trend until at a certain point, the marijuana movement becomes federally legal and licensed, which is we're going to be in a great position at that point to dominate the entire United States as far as servicing our customers with compliant packaging solutions.
Truly, this market space is just in its infant stages. Today, my guest has been Nick Kosovich. He is the CEO of Kush Bottles, ticker symbol KSHB, traded on the OTCQB. Nick, is there anything that we haven't talked about that you'd like to get out there to the listeners in closing?
Yeah, the last thing I would mention is one thing I try to educate people on, something at like a show in San Francisco or some of the other expos and events that I speak at, is letting people know that there are professional businesses operating within the marijuana industry. Sometimes the outside stigma of the industry that we're involved in, it has somewhat of a negative connotation. And really, my goal in showing people that, you know, a company like Kush Bottles has come in with a business plan intact, has been able to execute and operate upon that business plan, has really been able to hire some professional individuals onto our team and execute a level of business comparable to any other industry. And we have the advantage of this industry being so rapidly growing that people are talking about and people are excited about it. And there are more and more people jumping into this industry every day that come from a professional background. But to the general public, you know, we wanted to let people know that companies like Kush Bottles do exist within this industry, and we're poised for some great success because we're applying traditional business practices to an industry that in the past has been a little more underground and black market taboo. So we're doing all the right things, but for us to bring awareness to the everyday onlooker or potential investor, one of the reasons that we took the company public was to get our information out there, to be transparent about our company. And I think we're doing a good job. And I think the message should be to continue to let people know that companies like Kush Bottles do exist, professional companies operating in the marijuana industry. It's happening now. It's only going to get more and more popular, more and more professionalized. And so now's a great time if you're looking to invest in the industry, if you're looking to work in the industry, or if you're simply looking to follow the industry to really see something amazing happening. And now's the time, and we're lucky to be a part of it.
Absolutely. Kush Bottles is the company. The ticker symbol is on the OTCQB under KSHB. Nick, thank you very much for coming on the show. We're going to check back with you in a couple of months and see the growth of your company.
All right, sounds great. Thank you for having me.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.